Google acquired YouTube in 2006, amassing 1.9 billion users since. Google began working on a video streaming platform in 2005, but YouTube, a startup, beat them to the punch. YouTube prioritized attracting a large audience over respecting copyright holders, leading to the popularity of videos featuring copyrighted content, animations, and personal footage. Viewers engage with content by liking, commenting, and subscribing to channels of their favorite creators, known as YouTubers. Google acquired YouTube in October 2006 for $1.65 billion, and by 2019, its value soared to $140 billion. YouTube has transformed how content is made and shared. Back in 2007, it went worldwide and introduced a program to help YouTubers earn money through ads. Now, creators from 90 countries are earning from their videos. Many dream of becoming a YouTube influencer by regularly posting videos that attract viewers. People upload a whopping 576,000 hours of content every day, except in countries like North Korea, China, and Iran, where YouTube is blocked. YouTube's algorithm boosts engagement by recommending videos and increasing viewing time. YouTube's algorithm keeps you hooked, suggesting the next video you'll love. Since 2015, it's made people spend 20 times more time on the platform. But creators face their share of challenges. YouTube keeps changing its rules, which frustrates those trying to make a living there. Even small changes to the code can mess up a video's chances of being recommended, causing creators to lose money. In April 2018, a 38-year-old woman named Nasim Agdam shot at YouTube employees at the company's headquarters. She believed YouTube's algorithm changes discriminated against her, hurting her business. Tragically, she wounded three people before taking her own life. Creators sometimes remake similar content to mimic what was popular before, making it tricky to find what you're really looking for. Also, weird stuff often gets attention. Take the David Zublik channel, for instance. They claim that George H.W. Bush was executed and Hillary Clinton died in 2016. YouTube had to deal with ads being pulled because of conspiracy theories. So, they started removing really bad stuff like jihadist content, child porn, and hate speech. They said they tweaked their recommendation system in 2019 to stop suggesting conspiracy videos, but they call that stuff borderline instead of just plain false. YouTubers make money from views, sponsorships, and merchandise sales. Advertisers are on the hunt for top YouTubers who churn out the most popular stuff. What they look at closely is how many views each video gets on average. Some smaller creators with loyal fans catch their eye more than big YouTube stars who are too busy to connect with fans. Once your videos hit 1,000 views, you're called a nano influencer. If you're getting between 10,000 and 25,000 views per video, you're in the micro influencer league. Beyond that, you're either an elite influencer or a macro influencer. Singer Dodie Clark revealed she's bisexual in a video watched by over a million people in just 15 months. Then, a year later, she dropped a song titled Coming Out, backed by Skittles, and got even more views in a single month compared to her initial announcement. Sometimes, companies team up with creators to turn personal moments into ads, which can bring in more money than regular ads. It's a clever tactic that ensures a hefty income for the creators. Internet fame minted millionaires among creators. Jake Paul, a top YouTuber with 17 million subscribers, often stirs up trouble with his neighbors. They threatened legal action when he tossed furniture into his pool and set it on fire. Despite the chaos, Jake's wild antics have won over his YouTube fans. Experts estimate he earns anywhere from $350,000 to $5.6 million each year from ads and merch. Forbes even reported he raked in a whopping $21.5 million in 2018, before expenses. In another YouTube showdown, popular influencers Joe Weller and KSI duked it out in a sold-out boxing match in London's Copper Box Arena in 2018. KSI emerged victorious and then called out Jake Paul's brother, Logan Paul, for a fight. The event drew a massive crowd of 20,000 fans and millions more tuned in to watch the live stream. YouTube stars breaking boundaries. Zoella, a popular YouTuber, proved that her fans aren't just stuck on YouTube. Her debut novel, Girl Online, hit big in both the UK and the US. The biggest moneymaker on YouTube, Ryan Kaji, is an 8-year-old who shows off toys on his channel, Ryan Toys Review. He even sells his own toys through big stores like Walmart and Amazon. Justin Bieber's mom kickstarted his fame by posting a video of him singing at 12. And then there's Matthew David Morris, aka Matty B, who started his YouTube journey at 11. He thinks adults are missing out on YouTube stars because they're still glued to their TVs while their kids are online. Support YouTube's success is a lucrative industry. Every year, thousands of people, mostly teenagers, gather at events like VidCon in California, all connected to YouTube. But for YouTubers, dealing with overly enthusiastic fans can be tough. Fans often feel a close connection to their favorite video creators and want direct interaction. This longing for connection took a tragic turn for singer Christina Grimmie, just 22 years old and with millions of YouTube followers, when a devoted fan named Kevin James Loible fatally shot her during a meet-and-greet event. YouTubers plan, record, and edit their videos, aiming for top-notch quality. They also promote their content to reach more viewers. Celebrities like Lily Singh, who have huge followings, often have agents like Sarah Weichel, who help manage their careers. For instance, Singh's agent works at Anonymous Content, the company behind popular shows like True Detective and Mr. Robot. Singh's success even landed her a hosting gig on an NBC talk show. While YouTuber PewDiePie reigns as the platform's biggest star, he faces competition from T-Series, an Indian production company. The landscape is shifting, with many content creators transitioning from solo acts to corporate ventures. YouTube stars pursue fame amid platform scandals. Prank videos get a lot of attention on YouTube because the platform likes content that's shocking and grabs people's clicks. Mona Lisa Perez agreed to do a dangerous stunt with her boyfriend, Pedro Ruiz III. He thought if she shot him while he held a thick book, it would stop the bullet. Sadly, the shot killed Ruiz. Perez got 180 days in jail for causing his death, and then she started a popular YouTube channel where she talked about what happened. Authenticity is key for successful YouTubers. Lonely Girl 15, aka Bree Avery, kicked off YouTube fame at just 16 by venting about typical teenage struggles. But things got wild when she started hinting at a secret society out to get her. Turns out, she was just a character, played by an actress. Filmmakers wanted to prove YouTube could handle scripted drama. They hit the jackpot with Hollywood attention, but fans felt cheated. YouTube's all about authenticity. Users share everything, even filming from their bedrooms, chatting like they're with friends. Fans feel close to creators, forming a parasocial relationship. When celebs like Jack Black show behind-the-scenes stuff, fans get a glimpse of their real selves, making them more relatable. YouTubers often get swamped trying to ride the wave of algorithms. Take Olga Kuravieva, known as Olga K, for example. She filmed every moment of her life for her channel, uploading 20 or more videos every week. Sure, she raked in around $100,000 a year, but she lost control of her time and started feeling more like a brand than a person. It's no wonder she eventually hit burnout. Creators are leaving YouTube due to feeling undervalued by the platform. Hank and John Green, known for their novels and Crash Course YouTube channel, have launched the Internet Creators Guild, a union for YouTubers. Their goal is to ensure fair pay from advertisers and secure favorable contracts for creators, McKens, and agents. While McKens claim to assist creators, they often neglect smaller ones. In the past, one video per week was enough to build a following on YouTube. Now, creators need to post 3 videos per week, each at least 3 minutes long. Figures like Shane Dawson even produce multi-part series and plan full-length documentaries to meet viewer demand. Yet, keeping up with this demand poses a significant creative challenge. The changing landscape of online content platforms. Patreon is a platform where artists can get support directly from fans. People sign up to give a certain amount of money regularly, which helps creators know what to expect. YouTube tried something similar with sponsorships but didn't succeed. Facebook, with its huge user base, competes with YouTube for video streaming. Some YouTubers are switching to Facebook because it's easier to get noticed there, especially with short, easy-to-make videos. Facebook Watch features content from big names in entertainment and sports, and it even pays creators a share of ad money. Twitch, known for gaming, is now getting into vlogs. TikTok is also joining the video streaming scene. YouTube shifted to star-driven original content to rival Amazon and Netflix. In the spring of 2018, YouTube unveiled YouTube Originals to advertisers, aiming to boost ad revenue. These were shows with longer episodes, larger budgets, and famous actors. One big name, Will Smith, kicked off his YouTube channel in December 2017. He thanks YouTube for helping him find his voice and promises fun videos and chats with other stars. YouTube also released a video called Rewind 2018, looking back on the year's top moments, featuring Smith but leaving out PewDiePie, who had been a major creator for years. In the video, company folks talk about YouTube's commitment to diversity and social responsibility. The video drew 15 million dislikes, not because people disliked Smith, but because he destroyed the parasocial relationship between fans and creators. Will Smith was a major Hollywood star when he crashed onto the YouTube scene. He succeeds there because he seems to enjoy the YouTube aesthetic and remains open to his fans. Corporate YouTube loves the stability and respectability of vetted stars since every YouTuber scandal drives more advertisers away. YouTube can safely promote stars since they transform their platforms into a massive corporate presence. Hollywood stars also lure older viewers, which helps YouTube compete with Netflix. Revolutionize YouTube. The video got a whopping 15 million dislikes, not because people hated Will Smith, but because he shattered the connection fans feel with celebrities. Smith, a big-shot Hollywood actor, suddenly joined the YouTube world and surprisingly rocked it. His success? He totally vibes with the YouTube style and stays super chill with his fans. Big companies running YouTube dig stars like Smith because they're safe bets. Every time a YouTuber messes up, advertisers flee, so having trustworthy celebs is a win. Plus, having Hollywood stars on YouTube grabs the attention of older folks, making YouTube a cool rival to Netflix. Younger folks aren't into stuff that looks too perfect or fake. They're all about supporting real people, like Jake Paul, who started out in Ohio. More kids and parents are watching YouTube on their TVs using apps. YouTube's system figures out what they like and gives them tons of stuff to watch. If you pay a monthly fee, YouTube TV gives you network shows along with their videos, so you can watch them whenever you want. YouTube has been around longer than its competition, and a whole generation has grown up watching it. That's why YouTube is a big deal in entertainment and keeps getting bigger. Key points. 1. YouTube transformed video sharing, attracting billions and reshaping content creation. 2. Authenticity drives YouTube stars like Will Smith, while corporate efforts like YouTube Originals target broader audiences. 3. Creators navigate challenges like algorithm shifts while monetizing through ads and sponsorships. 4. Top earners like Jake Paul make millions from their YouTube ventures. 5. YouTube's influence spans offline events like VidCon and expands into traditional media. 6. Competition arises from platforms like Facebook and Twitch, but YouTube maintains dominance. 7. Despite controversies, YouTube remains a leading force in entertainment, shaping content consumption globally.